You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's a combination of a bunch of things. Most of these things will lead down a negative social perspective. So some issues are caused in the community from family violence, and these synthetics are a way of dealing with those issues we have in the community. Others, because there's some sort of mental health, potentially even suicidal tendencies, and this is a way of dealing with it. A lot of it is our community is just not informed of how bad these products are and what chemicals are in these products. So it's a combination of those, but generally speaking, it's because there's a social deprivation in the community, and this is kind of covering up those issues. You've got, in communities I work in, you've got homelessness, you've got poverty, you've got family violence issues. In some places you have gangs that are having a negative influence on our communities. You have unemployment, which is creating stresses and pressures. And you have a sort of social services infrastructure that's not really supporting the community or providing the resources that our community needs. You've also got pokie machines in quite a few places that are targeting our high needs communities. You've got free access to alcohol in most cities where there's deprivation. You've got tobacco. So there's a concoction of issues that are in the community that no one seems to be dealing with, and I think this is how some of our community members are escaping from those harms.
And just carrying on from that, so how do we better address this issue?
Well, there's a couple of key ones. I mean, firstly, we've got to acknowledge this is painful for families out there, so we don't want to demonise them because they're already struggling, but we've got to recognise that this is actually a health issue and it's not a criminal issue. So because it's criminal at the moment, it's taboo. No one can come forward and say, I'm struggling on synthetics or any drugs, because that's an illegal activity and that could lead to a jail sentence. If it was dealt with in a health environment, we would be more compassionate and more supportive, and we would wrap some health and social services providers and some support around the particular person and the wider family. We also need the police to be upfront with the community to say, it's not okay just to say no to drugs, because that's just a stupid statement to say. They need to be coming out and saying, this is what the drugs look like, the synthetics that we've discovered to date. This is the chemicals that are in them, so have them analysed by some chemist or physician. And then actually have some sort of awareness on the harms that act on the community. So we've got to stop putting our head in the sand and say, this is a real issue. And you address it by being upfront and honest and transparent. And then sharing data. So police need to be sharing data with the hospitals and the hospitals and social services providers to say, actually, this is a harmful product in our community. We also need to get our wording right. People are saying it's synthetic cannabis. The evidence I've seen, there's very little cannabis in any of these products. Cannabis is a grown product. It doesn't lead specifically to any sort of impairment through chemicals being added. So we need to call these things synthetic drugs or something. But if you're putting it in the cannabis category, what's happening is people are going, oh, all cannabis must be bad because it's synthetic cannabis. No, it's not. These synthetic drugs are completely bad, but cannabis on its own is not as bad as these products. So we need to start getting our terminology right. New Zealand needs to pull its head out of its sand in terms of drug policy in general. If you look internationally, there's two extremes in the world. You have countries like Indonesia and Malaysia treat drug offences as a death penalty. New Zealand is not in that category. And then on the other extreme, you have countries like the USA, who previously had just incarcerated. And what they've now got is jails full of drug users and drug suppliers. Nothing has benefited the community. We've spent trillions of dollars trying to fight off drug lords and drug cartels. If you look around the world, places like Washington, Holland, Portugal, Canada have some actually quite proactive models on how to deal with drugs. So they've regulated it. By regulating it, it means taking away the bad supply. You're making sure that every supplier is a fully qualified licensed supplier. You're also making sure the product goes through endorsements. And you're also putting regulations on the age access. Now, when you don't have any regulation, what happens is the market moves to a black market, and it's completely uncontrolled, and therefore you get what we're getting today in terms of some of these. You've got meth, you've got synthetics, you've got all these other issues in the community that can't be dealt with because they're not regulated. If you regulated those products, you would take away the harmful nature of the products and therefore the harm caused by those products. So that's what we need to do at a high level, high-level point of view. But in my opinion, this will get worse before it gets better, because no one is dealing with the deprofession in the communities that we're seeing. And this product seems to be the go-to saviour of the day, but it's not. So, as I say, we need to just open our eyes and be a little bit more compassionate and have some logical solutions rather than locking everyone away.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.